you for listening to Real Life Rhema. I just wanted to come and share a word with you guys that God had shared with me. So one day I was reading my scripture and God said to me, if I gave you a seed, would it grow? And automatically I thought to myself, well, you know, yeah, it would grow, because if you gave me a seed, I would plant it, definitely. Then he said, no, would the seed grow? Do you have what it takes to grow the seed that I gave you? And I said, well, you know that now that you pose it that way, I would hope that I would be able to grow the seed that you gave me. And he took me to the scripture, Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. And I'm going to give you guys a moment to grab your Bibles. And right after this, we will get into the scripture and I will read it for you. Okay, so I'm going to be reading Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. And this is coming from the Message translation. And it reads, as they went from town to town, a lot of people joined in and traveled along. He addressed them using this story. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Some of it fell on the road. It was trampled down and the birds ate it. Other seed fell in the gravel. It sprouted but withered because it didn't have good roots. Other seed fell in the weeds. The weeds grew with it and strangled it. Other seed fell in rich earth and produced a bumper crop. Are you listening to this? Really listening? His disciples asked, why did you tell this story? He said, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. There are others who need stories, but even with stories, some of them aren't going to get it. Their eyes are open, but don't see a thing. Their ears are open, but don't hear a thing. This story is about some of those people. The seed is the word of God. The seeds on the road are those who hear the word, but no sooner do they hear it than the devil snatches it from them so they won't believe and be saved. The seeds in the gravel are those who hear with enthusiasm, but the enthusiasm doesn't go very deep. It's only another fad, and the moment there's trouble, it's gone. And the seed that fell in the weeds, well, these are the ones who hear, but then the seed is crowded out and nothing comes of it, as they go about their lives worrying about tomorrow, making money and having fun. But the seed in the good earth, these are the good hearts who sees the word and hold on no matter what, sticking with it until there's a harvest. After reading the scriptures, God began to break down to me what each one meant. And he also gave me scriptures to overcome the different challenges of each one. So I wanted to share that with you guys as well. So in verse 12, it talks about the seed that was on the road, and that no sooner had the believer heard it, that the devil began to snatch it from them so that they wouldn't believe and be saved. And the way that God broke that down to me was the first seed would be, you know, the word that was given. It could be a word of correction. It could be a word of encouragement. Any kind of word that is given to you, but then the devil begins to creep in with the spirit of offense. You know, why did they say that to me? They don't know anything about me. Or the spirit of anger. I can't believe they said that. Like, how dare someone say that to me? Or even the poor me spirit, where we feel victimized. Like, someone's always picking on me. It's always my fault. That sort of thing. When you begin to get those feelings when a word comes to you, you know, you can line your mind up with the word of God and the scripture that you can begin to say to yourself in order to help you with that is Proverbs 19:11. This scripture is actually from the English Standard Version, and it says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook offense. So when someone brings a word to you and you feel yourself getting offended or maybe angry or even feeling victimized, you can begin to read that scripture out loud to yourself, or even say it in your head, or say it however many times you need to get those spirits off of you, as well as to remember that God chastens those whom he loves. So if it is a word of correction, thank God for it, because that means he still loves you and he is still reaching out to you, still giving you a chance to get whatever it is that you need to get right. And then in verse 13, it speaks about the seed that falls on the gravel. And when the believer hears it, they're enthused, but it doesn't go very far. And as soon as something happens, they lose that word. And the way that God explained that to me was, you know, we can get a word. It could be an answer to our prayers that we've been praying. It could be, you know, a prophetic word of something that's going to occur in our life that could be positive. And we grab hold of that word when we receive it. We're thankful for it. We appreciate it. You know, we're excited about it. We, you know, as we say, we hit the ground running with that word. But as soon as something happens, we begin to worry, or if there's, you know, say the word was that there's a relationship that you have that is going to improve, but there is strife in that relationship, or if you get denied for whatever it is that you're going for, those three things begin to strangle that word out and begin to create self-doubt, once again, worry, and allow you or cause you to lose your faith in God or in the word that God had given you. And so the scripture that God gave me for that is actually John chapter 14 and verse 1. And it says, don't let this rattle you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. And so that is basically saying, you know, what if God gives you a word, and if it's a word truly from God, no matter what happens, no matter what's said, no matter what goes on, trust God. Don't allow that word to be snatched from you. Don't allow worry to strangle it from you. Don't allow strife. Don't allow denial. If one place denies you, but God said it so, then that means that's just not the place for you. Go to another place. Every no doesn't mean definitely no. It could be not there, or maybe it's just not yet, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. And so he does not want us to allow discouragement or worry or strife or any of those things to strangle the word that he's given us. If God gives us a word, we should hold on tight to it and move on it regardless of what the world presents to us. And so in verse 14, it says that the seed falls onto the ground, but that nothing comes out of it, because the next day, you know, we go on living our lives, thinking about tomorrow, making money and having fun. And the way that God broke that down to me is, you know, there could be a word of encouragement. Say you're a new believer and you're seeking God, and he's giving you, you know, his laws and his precepts, the things that we're supposed to do. And you hear them and you listen to them when they're given to you. But then, you know, your friends say, hey, let's hang out and go do this. And you know that it's something against what the word of God has given you. However, because of peer pressure, you know, and you don't want to disappoint your friends, you go out and do it. You go back into old habits, you go back into old ways, and you lose the lack of conviction that God has placed in your heart once you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Once that happens, he gave me the scriptures, Hebrews 10 and 26, verse 26. I'm sorry. It says, let me find it for you. So Hebrews 10, verse 26 says, if we give up and turn our backs on all that we've learned, all that we've been given, and all the truth that we know, we repudiate God's sacrifice and are left on our own to face the judgment. So basically what that's saying is that if we've been given this word, if we've been taught and we learn what to do and what not to do, and we turn our backs and say, you know, I'm just going to go back to my old ways, we lose that conviction or that bad feeling that we get when we go against what God tells us to do, then we just basically turned away from the sacrifice that Jesus Christ was made on the cross for our sins. And we will now, there, we don't have that standing in the gap for us for our grace and mercy, now we have to face the judgment. Because as the world says, if you know better, you do better. So if you know better and you choose not to do better, then you are choosing to face the judgment of God. And then the last seed in chapter 15, this is the seed that falls on the good earth in the good hearts that hold on to the word no matter what. And basically, that ground is none of the above. That does not, those people don't allow offense or anger or any of those things to waver their hope, faith, and belief in God. If he says it, that's what he says. If it's correction, I'm just going to take it. Thank God for the correction. Let me get my heart right. Let me get my mind right. And let me do what it is that you have told me to do. If their peers come, you know, and they want to go back into old habits, they stand firm on the word of God. And so in order to, you know, get line your mind up with the good ground where the seed can grow, where the seed can flourish, and where the seed can be what the seed is supposed to be, there is a scripture for that as well as Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. And it says, "But blessed is the man who trusts me, God, the woman who sticks with God. They're like trees planted in Eden, putting down roots near the rivers. Never a worry through the hottest of summer, never dropping a leaf, serene and calm through droughts, bearing fresh fruit every season." And so basically what that's saying is, you know, a tree, if it's planted, it has its roots deep in the rivers of water, it's not going to move. There's nothing that can move it. There's no worry. There's no doubt. There's no strife. There is nothing that can move this tree. And that is what God wants us to be, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He wants us to be able to stand firm in him, to be able to look the devil square in the eye and say, "Look, I don't care what you say. I don't care what spirits, what you try to sin against my mind. I'm going to do what God told me to do. I'm going to believe what he told me to believe. And I'm going to stand firm on the words that he gave me." And so when I read that and I began to say, you know, well, in order for me to grow this seed, I have to be good ground. I have to be able to protect this seed. I have to be able to fertilize it with more word. I have to be able to water it. I have to be able to have it in a place where it's rooted and grounded and can grow deep and not just be plucked up. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys today. I hope that someone, I pray that someone is blessed by it. And I hope you guys have a great day.